This is us. Shit. Oh, shit. That goes into us.
You hear how we started that episode?
Wait, what are we doing right now?
Episode.
Oh, shit.
You just walked in here, just didn't know what was happening.
Is that you? That's Lowe's?
It's both of us.
I don't remember that.
Why do you keep replaying it? Okay. Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Jared Brady. This is Lovely Los. And we got JD's Gyms in the house. I told you I wasn't going to do that anymore.
We are your hosts.
I'm Rory. This is Maul.
No. Yeah.
I'm Joe Budden.
Grandma.
So full disclosure, guys, it is very late.
It is, and we just have dinner.
So. And we had a lot of food, so. Yeah.
You're getting half what you usually would get.
No, they're going to get the full 10.
But it's still better than what most give you.
They're going to give, what did you say, than most gives you?
Most.
Oh, okay.
Most gives you.
So today we're going to be talking about. Why won't they post me?
What? What are we talking about?
Jordan, can you get your... Maybe you'll do it better. You'll do it more justice.
Full disclosure, before we get going, I don't know what we're talking about
today. I thought you told
Lowe's. Nobody told me shit.
They just told me. Did you not tell him?
I thought when we were talking while JD was doing his thing.
Yeah, not really, kind of.
Okay.
Damn it, Jared. Damn.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Okay. Do that again.
JD, can you intro us?
Full disclosure, I don't know what we're talking about today. Nobody told me shit.
We don't tell Los anything.
No, they told me.
Okay.
A little bit, but not really.
Today, we're going to be talking about why he or she doesn't post you on their socials.
Hey, I feel like that's not what we talked about over there.
It was a part of the layers of the.
No, things. You know what? We didn't talk about this.
Okay.
Well, we did talk about the other videos that we were going to do.
Oh, okay.
We didn't actually talk about what we're talking about today. So, I was right. They don't tell me shit around here.
Yeah.
Thanks. That was a good one. You were going to give me the womp, womp, womp.
No,
you were going to. I knew where you were headed.
I was thinking about that.
I knew it was going to be
this one. I was thinking about this one.
Well, that's how you feel about that comment? It's funny to you?
I was going
to
do both.
Why don't they post you?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Let's start off with this question.
Okay.
Have you ever gone through some relationship drama over social media when it comes to posting and not posting?
No.
All of my relationships besides the one I'm currently in.
Oh, why?
The one
was
that
it,
you're
what
in
was the issue?
Marriage.
The one that I'm now married to.
Oh, take hints. What? Don't bother people about posting. You might end up married.
I thought you were saying you should post them and that's the one that you're going to marry.
He didn't post. He doesn't have post drama.
Right.
And now he's married. So.
So let's talk about it.
See? So don't post people. Don't be dramatic, and you get married.
No.
I think he was going somewhere else, but...
Damn.
Let's talk about it. So,
all right,
so
I tried.
You and your last relationship, were they getting mad because you weren't posting them?
No. So, funny enough, my last relationship, I posted almost prematurely.
Oh.
Because of the past...
So, Los was right.
Premature postulation.
Wow.
Anyways. Couldn't find it. Doesn't count. Couldn't find it. Yeah.
I need labels. Yep. Thank you.
So I
posted early because of my past triggers of why don't you post me? So I was like, let me just get it out of the way. Here you go. This is the mini relationship. Everyone, here's my girl.
She was not happy
girl.
With that.
No, she was. But what happened in that relationship was when we weren't good. I started to take down the photos.
Oh, that's petty as fuck.
But here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing.
Richard Petty.
Here's the thing, which was wild. I remember where I was, the time. This was, okay. So, take you down memory lane.
Remember what I had for lunch
that day? I remember I was in Arizona. Mm-hmm. It was me and my boy and my homegirl. We were doing like a little vacation road trip joint.
Oh, you took it down on vacation.
And I was I remember I was getting ready for bed. I'm like, brush my teeth, do my thing. And I was like, I scrolled really deep, like on the gram.
And she still found it.
Like, you know, a year before kind of thing. And this one I used to post a lot back in the day. So I like, I started way back. Let me delete this. She'll never know. I swear to you on everything. Less than 5 minutes later, I get a call. And I'm, you know, brushing my teeth. So I hit, what's that, you know, speakerphone. Hey, why are you deleting our photos? And I was like, huh? Because I was like, do you know how long it would take to scroll to get to?
What if she was on that photo right when you did it?
I was like, is there an app?
What's the game plan?
I don't know about
it. I was saying, yeah, that's the thing that threw me as well. I'm glad you said it.
What's the game plan?
If you didn't want her to know you deleted it, why delete it? That's like kind of like.
No, not even that. Yeah.
But what was the game plan of like deleting it? Like, was it like.
I knew the relationship was over.
Oh.
So I was slowly but surely going through back when.
Wait till it's over and then just delete them all.
Most this was before your boy was evolved.
I agree with you now.
Yeah. I agree with you now. And here's the thing.
I don't even think that's an evolved stance. I feel like that's just common sense.
Your mic is like on tilt.
That's why it ejected.
It didn't do that the first time. I pulled it out the first time. And now it just doesn't want to go back in. Oh, yep, let's hear it.
Okay.
This is not going to help people. Okay,
this is getting more and more confusing by the minute.
This is not going to help anyone. I was stupid back then. I didn't really have a rhyme or reason.
Yeah,
I just knew I was about to be out. Yeah. This relationship was over and
premature posting and premature deleting.
Don't do either. Let's get into more of like, why won't he post you?
JD's ahead of the game on either way. He's like, I'm going to post you before you realize it. I'm going to delete you before you realize it.
Damn. Yeah, I know. Well, shit. I mean, I think what your story tells, though, is that this is the reason why it causes issues. Because it's like, you know, we look at social media, at least from now, like as it's grown, we only post things that we care about.
Status.
Yeah, like the things that we actually care about, the things that we think is cool.
Things that we want to highlight in our lives for other people to see.
Promotion.
Exactly. So if I'm with you or if I'm your significant other and you're not posting me, that's going to make me feel like I'm not a part of the things that you care about.
Exactly.
So I totally understand why people get angry about it. And when I think back to myself, like the times that I wasn't posting a girl, it was because I didn't want my thing on the side to see the girl that was my main. And I didn't know, I didn't know what was to, you know, I didn't want
the entanglement.
Yeah. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep this thing on the side. I know that's toxic. I get it. But at the end of the day, like that's the real reason why I wasn't posting you.
Yeah.
It was because you
keep my options open.
And, and here's the thing. Even if you don't have options, just to not close that door of potential options you don't want to post.
Exactly.
Netflix syndrome, man. People got it, man.
I know. Right. I know there's some dudes out there that are watching us right now or their girls watching us, and they're going to be like, why the fuck did you tell them that? Yeah. But it's the truth. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, baby. But he's not posting you because you don't matter.
Whoa, whoa.
Wow.
Whoa,
that was harsh. Jesus. Is it that deep?
I
you don't matter?
There's a couple that escalated.
I was saying that was a lot further than I thought he was gonna take.
Lowe's, break down the levels.
Yeah, I'll be out. I'll be out.
Because that was
I'm a little tired. That was a little harsh.
That
was a little harsh.
I mean, I wouldn't say you don't matter.
That much.
That's probably fair. That's not entirely or I can't really spot the line that one.
Or yet.
Ooh.
That's a player. That's a player right there. That boy good right there.
That boy got talent.
That boy.
No, baby. You matter. You matter.
I just wasn't sure.
I just wanted it to be a special post. Sure.
Yeah. When I post you, you're going to know it's
the. I'm working on my caption right now.
It's actually in the saved drafts. I just didn't hit send yet. Yeah. That's all. But it's sitting there. It's ready to go.
Yeah. Break down the layers. So what does it actually mean? Not that you don't matter. Like, because I was a little harsh. So what
would you say? I would say that one that JD, like, yeah, we're giving him shit for that, but that is legit. Like, maybe on both sides, I'm sure that men and women probably struggle with that yet. Like, I don't want to post this person prematurely.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in 2-3 weeks, maybe it's not what I thought it was. Let me wait, you know, until I know this is legit, and then I'll post it. So it could be that. It could be also that they may not just, you know, maybe they don't care about you that much to showcase you to the world. They right. they would rather keep you, you know, as something
on the back burner.
Yeah, you're yeah. more of a hobby than an interest.
And mine was harsh.
men and women. Yeah, you know what I mean? Sometimes yeah. people just, we make ourselves too accessible to things and people that we shouldn't.
You so, know what? You know, it's, yeah. you just made me think, Shay waited too long to post me.
Oh, shame.
And I was like,
did you ask,
this
ask
is what I get.
It?
I was like, this is my karma kind of thing. I'm like, I remember posting her and it wasn't like a, you know, expectation. Like now it's time for you to post me. No, I was just like, I felt like posting you. Like, you know, I'm all good. Yeah. You know, I'm like, there's none on the side, none in the front, none in the back. I'm just like, I'm here with you, you know, like, right. and a couple months went by.
Oh, did you bring it up?
Yeah, I brought it up. Yeah. It was like, you know, I love you. And she was like, I think you're amazing. Oh, you know, and that's how I felt. That's how I felt.
Well, that's what it
oh,
was.
That's not what she actually said.
No. That's
how it felt.
So, no,
yeah.
but that's partly what it was.
Yes.
And maybe she was not to say that you didn't matter to her, but
right.
maybe it was a thing of like, I don't want to, you know, jump
know.
Out ship.
Right.
What do you
think?
I
don't want to jump out the window yet.
Yeah, maybe it was just kind of like, let me make sure this is real.
Well, Shay's a very private person. Right. Like a very, very private
yeah,
person.
Yeah, she barely posts yeah. now as it is.
Barely posts now. Yeah. So
we're all very private people. I'm very private. That's another one. That's another one. I'm a very private person.
This guy's coming at you, bro.
Over my head.
Me? No, I'm coming at everybody.
You,
like,
you
that's another.
Like a that was a
that's,
player
that's
move.
One people
like,
say. People, oh, yeah, people, yeah, people use that yeah, one too. Like, yeah. no, I'm just a really that's private yeah, person.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But no, she doesn't very really yeah. post that much.
Yeah, she's.
Come on, bro. It's a soft spot. Come on. Come on, bro. This is a real issue, man.
But yeah, so she took a while. And I remember having a conversation. I was like, what's up? You know?
Yeah.
And she was like, And to her, I remember her look on her face was like, what's the problem? You know? And I was like, are you just not going to?
Yeah. You're not going to showcase me.
Are you ashamed? Are you? Yeah. And I wasn't thinking like you got something to say. I wasn't about that. I knew it wasn't that for her, right. but I was just like, are you,
is there anything?
Yeah.
And I have heard that women, you know, don't want to post their dudes because they don't want the other girls to like come in and like follow
like,
you.
Sounds like a player.
It's
sounds like a player, ladies. Sounds like a player. I don't want to post you because you know these bitches
these girls
be trying
thirsty.
To, these bitches be
just,
trying to steal your
you
man. I don't want them in your DMs.
I want to have you for
well,
me.
Post me. Let's see if the relationship is real. Can it stand the test of the DM barrage?
Mm. Oh,
put me out there. Mm. See if I can say no.
Mm. Put the ball in my court, baby.
Hit it. How about this? Let's
tag me.
Let's ask her when she comes on.
Oh.
Let's ask her. Let's ask her when she comes
hold
on.
Hold your feet to the fire because no, I know you're watching this show.
I do know for sure.
You're watching us right now.
What was her answer?
She's a private person and she's like, I just don't put all my business out on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, totally respect that. I just needed that kind of understanding because I was a little confused. I wasn't ever expecting it right away or whenever, but it was like, it just felt like you were never, not even the story. It was like nothing.
Damn, not even story.
Not even
action.
Story. Like, I'm like, this disappears.
Would you even get like partial body part appendages? Would you get appendages posted? Like a
no.
leg or an arm or something like, or
no.
maybe a brunch
so,
date and like
no.
we can see the hand, but we can't see the rest.
So what I was in my head about, I was like, maybe I shouldn't post you more because it may make you look bad. If like, if I'm posting you and these women are like, oh, this is this. They go to hers and there's nothing.
Yeah,
it may not be
a
good
look.
So I was like, maybe I'll chill with that.
Yeah,
so it's like a whole thing.
It's not a good look for you.
Let's ask her.
Then you look like Thirsty Thurman.
Yeah, it's not
like Thirsty Thurman.
Yeah, you don't want that. Ah, man, that's tough. It would be tough for me because I would.
It'd be tough for everybody.
I would instantly go to like, oh man, when I pulled these moves, it was because I, not saying that she had somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to make that very clear. But I would be like, oh. There's some residual shit over there that she's not, you know, tying up yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where my mind would go.
Initially, early on?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Early on, yes. Because I remember we had a whole conversation. There was a couple of her guy friends that just kind of fell off slowly but surely. And I was like, I told you, kind of thing. You know, so I was like, maybe it's because the dudes, she don't want to hurt their feelings or maybe who knows what the hell's going on. But I remember after like we solidified, like this is us, we're exclusive, like months in, I was like, damn,
what's the
still?
Deal?
I was like, no good. Are we not?
Yeah. You're going to keep me in Chicago, man? What's
up? But back to the lecture at hand.
Yeah.
as far
get
as
get off me.
As far as take some of this. Is it hot in here?
Yeah. But okay. All right. Let me ask you. Or you get a question to ask?
I was going to say, like, more so on. Maybe we go from the guy's perspective. Why, you know, we talked about why we don't post her. Is there anything? I know you said, like, you feel way low. So you ever been in a situation where it was like your girl was asking you, or you were feeling a way, maybe why she didn't post you? Nothing.
No, never.
Okay, good talk. See you out there.
What you got, Jay?
It's alley-oop. You did this.
Don't be mad at me because my life isn't dramatic. You know what I mean? Not my fault. It's not my fault. I know how to control my social media.
Nope.
I don't go through this stuff.
I don't deal with these problems, man. These aren't my issues, man. Like, this is, it's beneath me.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. No, I've never experienced that, but I've definitely seen it. You know, I've seen friends go through it. It's not even what I meant. Jesus Christ.
I don't go through it, but I see everybody else struggling with it. Not me.
So I've had a lot of experience on the sidelines, you know. I never played the sport, but I watched it a lot.
I had front row season tickets all year.
I've
oh my god.
I have definitely
time to reset.
Is it? No. Is it I've definitely gone through it. Jesus Christ. I know what it feels
like.
You
need to prep his ass from now on before we have an episode.
No, I like these answers.
This cat's in the loop.
I like these answers. I'm into this. It's true. I mean, it's authentic. Yeah.
I'm crying. I'm literally crying.
He's got a tear coming down right now.
Jesus, zoom in.
Good talk. See you out there.
But
God damn.
I will say I have been through it.
You've been through what?
I'm trying to
what
say
you've been through?
It. I'm trying to say
you can
it.
Relate.
Yes. I have been through it. I have. Can I tell my story?
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, did you want to say something?
Can I tell my story?
Oh, my stomach hurts.
I just did poor workout.
God.
We need the Derek Jackson thing.
I know, we gotta put it on there.
I'm sorry, did you want to say something?
We'll probably get rid of that one.
Yeah.
Maybe that much. All right. So I have been on both sides. I've been the guy who wasn't posting, and I've been on the receiving end of that as well.
Yeah.
And
here we go. It's all a blooper reel at this point.
Oh, shit.
Can I tell my story?
Yeah, you can tell your damn story. Damn it. Oh, I'm trying to get it out.
Okay. Just keep your mic over there.
Yeah, ooh. Let's just do this.
Okay, yeah, you just muted your shit.
You've been on both sides.
Yeah. So there was a girl that I was into, and she wouldn't post me. She wouldn't, you know, none of that shit. It didn't bother me at the time because I was.
Were you exclusive with her?
We weren't that
just
exclusive.
Just dating?
Yeah, we were just dating.
Okay.
But I think we didn't move forward. Because of this situation, because in my mind I was like, oh well, she has a bunch of other dudes, and she's not letting them know. And it wasn't the fact that she had a bunch of other dudes, but if we were gonna move forward, I need you to do that. And right. I wasn't doing it either,
right?
And I probably wouldn't have done it until I saw some kind of give. And so we both were in this operating of like, you know, all right, I'm not gonna post you. You gonna post? I ain't gonna post you.
I'm not making the first move.
I didn't want to get hurt and being like, you know, I don't want to be publicly hurt. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everyone knows, like, oh, this is the girl that never posted Jared, and and then you know what I'm saying?
She'd be known for that.
Yeah,
she's famous as the girl who never posted you.
I was just saying that, like, if I posted her and then they went to her page and then there was nothing of me there. Right. It was just kind of like, I think that was the big factor of us not moving forward.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was a hard situation
what was turning his mic down?
Oh, that was your mic.
Fucking hell. I was wondering the same thing. I was like, what if he knows he just turned down
my mic? I love that you didn't say anything. I love that you just let it ride.
Let shit happen. I think. Wait, never mind.
But I remember in past relationships, that was a huge issue. It's like, why won't you post, you know, or it's funny because that back then there was no stories. It was like a hard post.
Yeah.
You know? So it was like a
pre-story,
pretty big commitment to do it. But,
no 24 hour clock.
No, but you know, I remember thinking, and I'm sure a lot of guys right now are like, I can't post your man because I maybe have something on the side or whatever. That doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
You post your girl, the DMs aren't going to stop.
Yes, we know.
Unless
we know that thanks to you, JD.
Unless you were pillow talking with a girl equally as much as your main.
If you were leading somebody on to believe that you were single.
Not saying you were.
But I'm saying my DMs.
Right.
Like per that, you know, I guess that wasn't.
But you weren't. Were you?
You leading, weren't.
That
you
wasn't
weren't,
a shot.
Yeah. Also. You weren't like dealing with another girl on the same level that you were dealing with Shay. Right. Even though you wanted Shay, like that was like, because I've been with guys. Sorry.
Totally serial.
Full disclaimer.
I've like led on multiple women at the same time, and I had the idea of which one I wanted to actually commit to.
I feel like everybody has done that, if we're going to be fair. Like everybody at some point has juggled multiple partners.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
Did it make you appreciate your main more?
Did it make me appreciate the main more? No. But no, it didn't.
There goes that theory.
No,
it's for Jared.
It's a different theory. So I definitely had a time where I knew which one I wanted to commit to, but I was leading on multiple women, being the nice guy. Right. And I wouldn't want to post the girl that I wanted to commit to because I didn't want to hurt or offend the girl that I was leading on the whole time.
Right. So was that it, or you didn't want to like mess up your chances, your options?
No. It was for sure. Like I knew what girl I wanted to commit to. Okay. And then I was just like, man, but I have been leading this other girl on for like 5 months. So
5 months?
Jesus Christ, I thought he was going to say 5 weeks. 5 months.
God.
Maybe
damn.
Not 5 months. That's probably exaggeration.
No, probably.
Stick to it now.
It's probably exaggeration.
Die on the hill.
It's probably exaggeration. I found somebody.
Looking back, would you have done it the same way?
No. Looking back, I would have been upfront from the jump that I have multiple women that I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Right now. I would want to give them the option to see. Because in their mind, they probably thought they were dealing with just me.
They thought they were the only ones trying to be the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's wrong. You should never do that. But I find that a lot of young men are in that situation.
And a lot of young men have a difficult time just having that dialogue.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of women out there who are just thinking like, just be honest with me. Like, it's worse. Lying is never going to get you anywhere, right? And again, maybe it's a little Monday morning quarterback. But just be honest and be, especially today.
Yeah.
And today it's like, bro, like, come on. Just like.
Even if it's Monday morning. even if it's Monday morning quarterback, that doesn't take away the severity or the importance of that conversation.
Right.
What I mean? Like that is a really important conversation. You have to give the other person the option to say like, yo, this is somebody I want to get involved with, or no, I'm not rocking with that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And either one is fine. I think the problem is that people who are strictly monogamous vilify people who are open about that stuff. You know, it's like the reaction usually is like, oh, well, you ain't shit. You know, you haven't grown up. You're immature. You're disrespectful. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I get called that all the time on this podcast. You know what I mean? From the audience who don't really fully understand what Shannon and I have. Yeah. They're always like, oh, you're in a toxic relationship or you're disrespectful. You know what I mean? And it's like
pretty wild because it's the opposite.
Complete opposite.
I know.
And the reason being is because you have the conversations.
I know.
You actually establish boundaries and like comfort zones and like, you know, things that.
Right.
So it's really weird that people would say that you're in a toxic marriage or relationship when.
Yeah. Which I would
stop
think.
Being lazy, dude. Like that's low. That's really well, not even low hanging fruit. That's like fruit that fell off the tree and it's rotten at this point. So yeah. Like, come on.
And I understand, like, you know, you're thinking from it from your viewpoint or your perspective, and you're not filtering some of the things I say with like, oh, well, Jared's value system is just a little bit different. You know what I mean? And I know we're all going off on a tangent right now. I think monogamous or people who subscribe to monogamy should be celebrating when somebody who has realized that they don't subscribe to that type of relationship
lets you know,
yeah. It gives that person to go and find somebody who does subscribe and is not pulling a Derek Jackson on them.
Is that, well, you know? I think that is the thought is that we all subscribe. Like that's the, like that's what people think the standard is, right? Like across the board is that we all are monogamous. Like people just think that that's, you know, naturally what everybody else is for the most part, unless you tell them otherwise. They just assume that, you know, you're a monogamous individual.
You're looking for the same thing that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So bottom line, get into relationships that you guys are aligned. Mm-hmm. So what are the other reasons why, what if somebody says to you, and I actually recently, Shannon and I did this show with Ice-T, and the couple was complaining about the same thing was like, she was like, you don't post me on your social media. And then he was like, social media for me is just business. I just post my business on there.
Right. Did he actually just post his business?
He did.
Well,
how do you guys feel about that?
I mean, if he actually only posted his business and you're like, why don't you post me? It's kind of like, because it's a business page.
Yeah. Does he have a personal page?
No. Well, it's his business, but it's him on there.
But what? All right, what's his business?
He washes cars.
So he has like his own.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Car detailing business probably like pulls up with the like the big old trailer in the back with all the little brrr,
all the and a part of that and, a part of the allure is he's it's a sex it's like a sexy type of
hold on.
Sells like he
hold on now we're I thought this was a guy pulling up in coveralls like with a pressure washer just no, like, you know detailing your car
basically his
it's not
point,
a guy
his,
he's got coveralls he's but not, he rips them off at some point
what the fuck is a coveralls
he's not, coveralls you know like the overalls jumpsuits.
Like the paint
no coveralls, the coveralls is what
they're
like,
oh my bad
like the paint suits yeah
yes
right yeah
but no it's
at
not,
some point he just rips those
no,
off
no 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 he doesn't like he doesn't do that, but
puts
he.
The hose underneath his
but
legs,
his whole it? No. His whole point is that, like if women find me attractive, they will follow the page and then they will get their car washed. He doesn't like show up and he's like taking his shirt off, like pouring the hose on himself and shit. Like he's not doing that. But yes, it's a normal.
He doesn't post
that's
that.
That's the VIP
but
service.
He's for sure doing that. That's what he's doing.
That's the expensive.
So what would you say? Do you think that he is not posting his girl because he potentially is having some good times in the DMs?
I mean,
or making DMs, some
you can hop in the back seat after he details your car. Yeah.
You know. So what do you think is happening there?
go for it, man. That was hmm for you.
I don't really know if I have an answer yet. You have an answer?
I mean, instinct. Like, now, before you told me all the little fine, you know, the minute details fine of print. The story, yeah, before we read the fine print over, I was about to buy this car. All right, but once I got a chance to read over the contract at length, I realized there's some inconsistencies that I don't really like that much. Now, initially, I was fine with the terms, right? This was a business transaction, and then what's the need to post you? But I don't know. I feel like I want to see the page from what. Instinctively, though, if it's a business page, like, come on. Like what am I doing posting my girlfriend on my business page? I think the smart move for him, if you want to like avoid this whole thing, is just make yourself a small personal page.
That's what I was asking.
Post your girl.
Yeah.
Make her happy.
Yeah.
Like, what does it really cost you?
Yeah.
That's the easy like compromise. If you don't want to affect your business, cool. Make a personal page. End of story. We're good. Mm.
That's what I was going to say. Well, that's what I did say initially. But don't get it twisted. I think that I'm just hypothetical here. Devil's advocate. That guy knows who's ordering these car washes. And he knows that
car wash.
If he posts his girl, some girls may be like, oh, never mind. No,
I don't need a detailing,
you know,
this
week. I don't need. Yeah. You don't have to go in the shampoo, you know, I'm good. You know what I mean? Or just not even calling him at all. Yeah. And so that could be a large part as to why he won't post his girl. Mm. Again, it's like you said earlier, Jay, like you didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings that you were messing with or leading on or whatever. But as I added to that is like, you also don't want to bring potential sand to your beach.
Mm. Mm.
Right?
So, yeah. So it's...
So... Back to all of that, I wonder if he's not posting her because is he saying, I don't want to mess up my business, but what it really is I don't want to completely close the door
mm-hmm.
on any potential.
It's car washes. Like, what is he posting? Is he like
it's a car wash.
Is he in the picture like, yo?
It's a car wash on surface. It's a car wash.
But if it's all pictures of car washes.
But when I pull
but
out,
I that would ruin his argument because his whole argument is that like I get car washes because I'm a good looking person.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. I forgot about that part.
That's what I'm saying.
So
if you're Deuce Bigelow, just say you're Deuce Bigelow, bro.
It's like, a car wash service on surface. Yeah. But when I show up,
yeah.
You already know it.
I want to see his page. Do you know his Instagram?
I don't know it off top, but I'm sure if we look up the show. But
internet, do your thing real quick. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Car wash guy. Yeah.
The other part was that she was saying that he spends too much time on social media.
She said that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And she caught him talking to his ex.
Oh, what? listen. There's an old adage that says, "My opinion changes when the facts change."
Okay. And so
what the hell? I was already leaning towards he was on some dirt shit.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
We all know what it was. I read an article that couples who post their partners have
more likely
intimacy.
Couples who post their partners have. Why is that?
I think it goes in line with you know, we're tribal humans. So when you like at the end of the day, like we can't, even for people who don't use social media to display what they care about in their your personal lives, we as humans have now made this subworld, which is social media online, as an important thing. Like when you see somebody go Facebook official relationship, or when you see somebody post somebody on their Instagram, it's like, oh shit, this is serious.
Oh, they're for real. This is real
right here.
Right.
Which is so bizarre. You know what I mean? Because it's not like real life. It's like this make believe place. But we know that it is a very important role or important thing in our society. So when you post your significant other, they feel like you are a part, or they're a part of this visual world that almost people care about more.
Right.
This is something that we care. Like I run into probably now with the pandemic, probably like 10 people a day, if that. We get 25,000 people seeing us online all the time. So displaying my partner that way is just like, you know, a big thing. Yeah. It's like it's just it's symbolic in a way.
The status.
So I can see how that article was, and they put a bunch of other things in there that was saying like why this is increasing the person's intimacy.
I wonder if it's because maybe the man or woman's thinking, wow, he really does love me, or she really is into me, man. Like, yo, she posted me, dog. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. It's part of the reason why you felt away when Shay didn't post you, because it was just kind of like, I get it that you're a private person, but like,
but damn,
like, you know, like I would feel really good if you posted me. And I'm sure when you that first
time,
like,
how did you feel when she did post?
Yeah,
you?
I was shocked initially, but then I was like, oh wow, like
we're here.
Yeah, we're here now. Cool. You know,
remember and what you were doing when you first saw that she posted you, or did she tell you she was gonna post you? Was it just
I remember she. Yeah, no, it wasn't like I just woke up and I was, you know, doing my morning scroll and
I'm gonna post you.
Yeah, no, she was just like,
it's time.
She's like, what do you think about this photo? And I was like, it's us. You sure? Are you sure? You know,
damn trauma, dog. No, that's a trigger.
Are you
sure you want to
pose like? Oh, are you done?
He's like, are you sure?
Are you sure? Yeah. Are you done?
Are you sure? Because you weren't sure if you wanted to be posted.
No, I was joking with her. I was like, oh, you ready now? You sure?
Yeah.
I was giving her a little shit, but she showed me. Yeah, but it definitely made me feel good. It I don't want to say solidified anything, but it definitely gave me a little bit more of reassurance.
Yeah.
I question right now if that's wild that it is even reassurance. There's such a thing that gives you that kind of. It's like,
I don't know. I think it is a declaration.
In today's day and age, yes.
It feels weird to us because we are.
We're old school.
You didn't. I don't think you dealt with. Maybe you did. You correct me if I'm wrong, Jared. But like, we're of the age where meeting people online, like, you were a freak when that shit first happened. Like, you met her where? You met him what? Like,
right.
Like, nah. But in fairness, because back then you didn't have as much information available to you about that person as you do now. You really had to take them at their word completely. At least,
right.
Like, now let's, like, you know, you do have to take them at their word to an extent. Like, sure, people can lie to you, but there's way more information available to you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can figure out who somebody's mother is on Instagram, or who their cousins are. Something like that. So, like, as opposed to, you know, AOL chat rooms, you know, back when, not that we weren't old enough to meet up then. We were probably 12, 13.
Right.
But the people who did meet up, like, I remember being on TV shows as a joke. Like, oh, you met them online, you know, like the Russian mail order brides became, like, internet brides instead at that point. So, it's a different... It's a generational shift and a shift in attitudes and a shift in not just culture, but the world and what's available to us, technology and I guess infrastructure in a way, the way that we consume things, the way that we put out, you know, information, media, all that shit. We absorb things in a different way. We, you know, so it makes more sense now for people to meet online and to post online and to, you know, whereas back in the day, you would have to just tell your friends, oh, I'm dating this person. I'm seeing this person. Now you don't even have to tell somebody that. You just, you know, post a selfie with your girl at the beach. And now it's like, oh, okay, well, I know you're dating Jennifer now.
But that goes way back to even, like, remember the school dances?
Right.
Where you didn't even want to hold your girl's hand at the dance. You know what I mean? Because you were like, oh, hold on. Becky's watching. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now fast forward today, it's like, I don't want to post you yet.
Yeah.
You know,
there's some truth in that. And maybe there's some merit of people who are very private and they don't want to post somebody because they don't, you know, want to expose themselves.
Well, it's back to the car wash guy for a second. Like, if he wasn't on IG as social media as much as he was, I don't think she would have that much of a problem. Yeah. But it's like, not only are you choosing to spend time away from me on this app, whatever app it is,
you're not
but
even
you can't even
me.
Let them know that I'm with you. Like, I'm a part of this. Can see how that would cause a problem.
She held him down in jail too.
Oh shit!
Damn.
Just post him. Like, make your life easy.
Yeah.
Or leave him.
Yeah, they're all married.
Like, damn, man. Fuck
or that.
Goddamn. Derek Jackson over here. If he don't want to post you, leave him.
If you don't want her, let another man have her. This is Derek Jackson here. I wrote this in my book. I'm sorry. Do you want to say something?
I think, end of the day, it's tough. Just post her if you care. If
even
she
if
don't,
you don't, post her.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Yo.
No, if you don't care.
Even if you don't care, post.
If you don't care, don't post.
Meaning, like, pick your battles.
Yeah.
Pick your battles, bro. Yeah. It's not, come on now.
Yeah.
Other problems.
Yeah. I can give it that.
If you don't want to post it, have the conversation, like, about if the reason you don't want to post is because of other options in your life.
They did, right? Didn't they have the combo? He was the car wash guy.
I'm not talking about car wash.
Oh,
I'm talking in general.
I was just saying, like, you know, if you don't care and you don't want a poster,
just
it's gonna be an issue.
Yeah. Or just have the conversation and be honest about it. Just be like, you know, I don't look at you in that way, and because of that, I don't see the need to post you.
He's not gonna have that conversation.
Well, not car wash guy. I'm just talking about in general.
The guy, listen.
We know car wash guy is not messing up his business.
The guy that is having these issues in his relationship is not going to be the guy who's going to be upfront and have the conversation.
Well, today's your day to turn over a new leaf, bud.
Yeah. If you're hearing this,
this is for you. Have that conversation.
Yeah, about
I support that. I think that's
I support it too, but they're not about that life.
Hey, man.
if they were, they wouldn't be in this situation.
Yeah, but now they're in the situation and things are getting. You don't like this feeling.
No, you don't want to be
this
guy.
You don't
want to
be here.
No.
Have the conversation.
Just come.
Hey, look. I enjoy hanging out with you. We make good sex.
or if you were like me and you were like, hey, look, this is going to sound right.
We make a good sex.
This is going to sound real playerish, but it was the honest. Hey, I really want to be committed to you, but I got to let these ones down softly first.
If that's the truth.
If it was the truth, though.
If that's the truth.
I had to take time to phase them out.
This fucking guy.
But that was the truth. It was the truth.
I wrote this.
So I typed a text to a girl I used to see telling that I met this cutie pie who I used to see.
Yeah, you know.
And so, I apologize if this message gets you down.
The best.
CC'd every girl that I'd CC around town. And
enjoy the podcast.
And I'd rather, I hate to see you frown, but I'd rather see her smile.
Now we're all messing it up because we don't remember. All right. That lasted for a little while.
I hate to see you frown, but I'd rather see your smile.
Yeah. Well, yep.
Or you could just rip the Band-Aid off.
Rip the Band-Aid off, man. Hey,
that's probably the better way.
One to the head is always better than five to the chest.
Can we just maybe, what's an appropriate amount of time?
Good question.
Like,
I think as soon as you become my girlfriend.
So once we become exclusive.
Yeah.
I am entitled, for lack of a better word, to be posted on your social media.
Yeah. I think that's a good time. I think if you do it too early, it might be like, whoa.
Red flag.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
If you do it to a point where we are in a committed relationship, if we are committed and we're both acknowledged that we're doing this.
Headphones fell off.
He's muting you, bro. We're actually doing this, and we're trying to build something. And I'm committed to you, and we're riding this out. I think that's when you should post. I think that's an appropriate time to post.
What you got, Los?
I think it's pretty spot on right there. I don't know that there's a finite amount of time. Like, you know, it's been 3 weeks, it's been a month. It's really just when both parties feel committed and like that's the appropriate moment. And
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would agree with you, but that was sucked for content. So let's dig deeper. But wait, there's more. You created a monster here.
I like it.
What happens when you do become exclusive?
And you don't post?
And one person posts and the other doesn't.
Oh, I don't know. You tell us.
Were you hurt?
No, I'm not even referring to Shay. Referring to like the average.
You make it too easy. No.
The average.
Here's the thing. I think in that
like
situation.
Like the non-private, there's no excuse.
Right.
In that situation.
Car wash guy.
in that situation, I think that you have to ask yourself, or maybe not ask yourself. I think you have to absorb that and then keep an eye out. Because if it was me and we were exclusive and you started posting me and I made the decision not to post you, mm-hmm. the only reason I made that decision is because I had other people that I was dealing with.
Right.
That I didn't want to tip off.
Yeah. But why even, I'm hypothetical, if that person's doing that, why even get into a serious relationship?
Because it's fun.
No, but...
I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're enjoying both.
Well, that's because that person is a fucking selfish bastard.
They want their whole bakery.
Yeah,
that's why they're not posting you, because they're selfish.
Selfish...
I know the answer. I'm trying to help the people out. I'm just...
That
is the answer.
That's what I'm saying. That person is a selfish person, so keep your eye out.
Right.
Yeah. And either dissolve the relationship. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds extreme because it's a made up world. Social media is a made up world, but at the end of the day, it's not made up anymore.
No, there's a lot.
It is very real, and it's here. Yeah. So
there's a reason why Instagram moved the post button to the top right corner and put a shopping button
right
in its place.
Oh yep. Wow! So yeah, I mean, I hate to say it. I know I'm breaking the guy code, and I'm releasing off the dragons right now and letting you guys know what it is.
I think you're breaking both sides right now. We're breaking both guy and girl code.
What's the girl code?
Because girls do the same thing. Girls don't post guys.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The same way that we don't post, they don't post too. Everybody does it. I don't think it's a girl or guy phenomenon. I think it's an internet phenomenon.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good. That's very
concur.
Very, very forward thinking. That's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get us out of the line of fire. We're not telling on you, bro. Relax.
I think it's true. I think that's a good point. Maybe, you know, either way, man or woman, if she's not posting you or he's not posting her, it's, you know, I'm just saying, I just call it what it is. Call it what it is. And I know it sucks. I know it sucks.
Mm.
But
truth hurts.
It is
still the truth.
What it is. Yeah. And there, on that note, guys.
That's it?
Is that it?
What else can we talk about?
Is that like two and a quarter?
And a half. Like, I feel like we should just use up some time here and just talk about some things.
Okay.
I
don't know.
So, all right, let's see what's trending.
Okay.
Let's see what's trending on Twitter. Let's take a look.
Well, it might be time. I got to get up early.
Oh, now he has to get up early. Now he's
Ben had to.
Mister,
we got 10 minutes.
We got 10 minutes, bro.
We got
5 minutes to kill.
Nine.
Is there anything that's popped in on your radar this week? Anything that's moved the needle for you at all?
Do you want to tease if you're going to do a video by yourself about...
No, Sam? Yeah, I said that. Everyone rolled past it, but it's all good.
You did?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the comments are causing an issue.
Not causing an issue, but there's been a lot of judgment about my style of relationship and judgment about what Shan and I have.
Right.
Bunch of Judge Judy's, hey?
Oh, I thought it was... causing a conflict in your marriage.
Not at all.
That's
no.
what I was no. gathering. Gotcha.
No, not at all.
Not by these jabronis.
No. Shan and I are good.
Got it.
We laugh about it behind the, you know, when the cameras are off. We're just like, it's crazy. Because I find that everybody compares themselves to everyone else off of Good and Evil. So the way society has labeled monogamy as like the good, pristine relationship, right?
Yeah.
And anybody who doesn't subscribe to that,
whoever dares defy that,
is probably toxic,
bad person,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just find it interesting because I don't know why that is, because it's not like I'm in a relationship with somebody and I'm pretending to be monogamous.
Yeah, this isn't a Derek Jackson situation.
I'm not in the relationship pretending like I am this saint and I would never do any of anything wrong or harmful, right? I'm just like, hey, I'm not above making terrible decisions. So because I'm not above it, anytime I have an urge, anytime I have a temptation, I talk about it with my wife. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of people's relationship, that is an uncomfortable conversation. And I totally understand. Mm-hmm. I totally get it. I don't ever want to be the person that locks somebody in a relationship because of our title. Mm-hmm. No, you're free to do whatever you want to do. Yeah. You're free to talk, to flirt, to do whatever. And when we're still together, I know that that is a choice.
Yeah, it has to be a very liberating feeling to know that the person that you're with is choosing to be with you every day.
Exactly.
Because they don't have to be there.
And not because of obligation, yeah. Not because of respect,
yeah.
Not because of anything other than the fact that I am the best pick for you.
Yeah.
And I know that every single day. And so, I just feel like no one looks at the relationship through that lens. They look at that relationship of like, you guys are just some freaky freaks who love to flirt and do all these things. You guys sound toxic, you know? And I get attacked for my honesty with her all the time online.
Sweet.
I always see all the time, like when Shannon and I have a conversation, there's like a person online that's like, oh, I would be so hurt if my husband told me this. And I'm like,
wouldn't you be more hurt if your husband instead just like didn't tell you and cheated on you? And
probably, but you know? but even if they didn't, like, it's like, that's why we're not together.
Good point.
That's why we would never work. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. And it's not bad. And I go back to that good and evil thing. Why are we comparing good and evil when you don't even understand our relationship? You don't even understand what we stand for. You don't even understand our dynamic. You don't even understand how much we prioritize honesty rather than comfortability. That's the whole thing in our relationship. You don't operate the same because we are not the same. So whenever you hear me talk about my ideas of relationships, whenever you hear me talk about my own relationship, whenever we hear us talking about what I would do and what I wouldn't do, you have to filter that through, oh, wait, no, Jared's value system is different than ours. That doesn't make me bad. It doesn't make me toxic. It doesn't make me disgusting. It doesn't make anything of those.
Talk your shit.
It's just that we have a different value system, and that is okay because your monogamous relationship is not the only style of relationships. Because we redline this thing into good and evil instead of letting people be open about what they want and what they actually want out of relationships. And for Shannon and I, infidelity is not something that we prioritize and to lock people into by being like, you can't choose anybody else because you and I are in a relationship. We don't operate that way. So at the end of the day, there'll be a full video on it. I will dive into it for sure. I get it. When I said cheating happens, you think I'm normalizing it? No, I'm making an observation, not normalizing it, because it's already normal. It happens. And a lot of people heard that as cheating just happens. Deal with it. It's not what I was saying. Cheating happens.
Life happens.
One's an observation. One is saying deal with it. Mine was an observation. I don't think it's ironic that people used to get stoned to death for cheating, and they still cheated.
They made you read a book about it in eighth grade called The Scarlet Letter.
I don't think it's ironic that people were exiled from their cities, yet they still cheated. Mm. I don't think it's ironic that Derek Jackson built a brand off of being placing himself above cheating, yet he was still below cheating. Mm. I don't think it's ironic. I find it actually fascinating. I find it actually intriguing. I'm not emotionally pulled by this type of stuff. But I understand. I get it.
You are.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.
Like, subscribe.
Comment.
Turn on those notifications.
All that shit.
Write a review.
Enjoy the podcast.
Five stars.